From the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
Because the devil wants to mess you up, but listen to what Joseph says to his brothers that betrayed him in Genesis 50 and verse 20. Go. Even though you planned evil against me, God planned good to come out of it. We're learning to remember, not remember everything, but to remember correctly.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Pastor Wayne has a message that will show us the importance of stewarding our freedom well, of remembering the sacrifices made by those who have gone before, and of being more thankful for all we have been given. It's a message entitled, How to Honor Those Who Have Gone Before Us. And that'll be coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we invite you to join the people of New Hope in a time of worship.
King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven and earth. How may you care to the earth?
Heaven, which is given to men by which we must be saved. That name is the name of Jesus. And today we want to sing a new song together that talks about his name. Because there is no sweeter name, no sweeter name than the name of our Jesus. Let's learn this together.
No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I yet.
Sweeter name than the name of Jesus.
now is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, How to Honor Those Who Have Gone Before Us.
And would you write down a number two? To learn to be thankful for the good and for the bad. Learn to be thankful for the good and for the bad. Because it's not the condition of the pathway. It's not the terrain upon which you're walking. It's whether or not you're gripped with His hand. Because when you do, then you can be thankful. Because everything else is secondary at that point. Well, I don't know how to navigate my future, but I know the one who does, and I'm gripping His hand. That's why your relationship with Jesus Christ is more important than your ability to be smart. Because some people say, well, look at you Christians, you're dumb, but He's real smart. And you say you're going to heaven, and He's not? Yeah, even smart people go to hell. It's those who have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because it doesn't matter how smart you are, you're never going to be able to navigate this life on your own and into eternity. Learn to be thankful, though, for the good and for the bad. And that's why it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, would you read it with me? Go. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In everything what? Give thanks. Why? For this is God's will. Circle give thanks and underline, for this is God's will for you. What is God's will? That I give thanks. You mean for what happened? No, He didn't say for that necessarily, but in that give thanks. So it's not a response to an event as much as it is the condition of your heart. In everything, give thanks. Because that's the will of God. What? That you keep your heart from being toxified. That's the will of God. Yeah, but. No. To keep your heart from getting septic because of that. That's God's will. To keep you buoyant so that you'll rise above it and learn from it, and it'll become a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block. That's the will of God, that in everything you give thanks because your hand is gripped in mine and we'll be okay. That's the will of God. So it's not necessarily being thankful for a happening, but it is being thankful as a disposition. There's certain, here's a secret that I do, and I don't tell even my wife, but now it's going to be a no secret, non-secret, and that is, every once in a while, I'll get up, and as I'm showering, I say to myself, this is a no matter what day. A no matter what day. In other words, no matter what happens, I'm going to be thankful. I just don't care. I get a fender bender, something goes wrong. My thing is today, no matter what, I'm going to be thankful. The sky could fall. I'm thankful. Things go wrong. I get fired. I'm thankful. This goes bad. Today is going to be a no matter what day. And you got to do that intentionally and train your heart. Otherwise, it won't happen. So we'll be going down the road and there'll be a congestion on Ward. My wife will say, man, it's taking us a half hour to get down this road. I'll say, it's all right. Look at the company we have. Mwah. She'll look at me. You've been in the sun too long, dear. And she said, well, we got to get going. And this is what I'll say. You can ask her. I'll say, I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation. I've got all the time in the world. No, we're not on vacation. You got to get to the office. No, I'm on vacation. No, you're not. I can take vacation anytime I want. So right now, until I get to the office, I'm on vacation. So we're on vacation. Because guess what? It was a no matter what day. No matter what. And what you do is you start to develop the ability to in everything give thanks. Now, some days I forget and things go bad. Some seasons I forget. But if you could remember that once in a while, try to make a no matter what day. It'll change your future and your outlook. Because the devil wants to mess you up, but listen to what Joseph says to his brothers that betrayed him in Genesis 50 and verse 20. Go. Even though you planned evil against me, God planned good to come out of it. A no matter what day. We're learning to remember. Not remember everything, but to remember correctly. To steward. And when you steward your thoughts well, you're going to have this third one, and would you write this in number three, as we remember not only what God has done for us and what God is teaching us, and these heroes of the Bible are teaching us, but there's going to be people that have shed their blood for the freedoms that we enjoy. And last week, we had our Westboro funnies out front, and they had all kinds of signs, and, you know, God hates soldiers, and God loves dead soldiers, God hates Hawaii, and all of these things, and standing on the Hawaii flag, the American flag, and it was an interesting proposition out there, and you know, I thought, the freedom that they have, called freedom of speech, the very freedom that they're enjoying was paid for by the very people that they're picketing against, dead soldiers. It was those soldiers that laid down their lives so that we'll have the freedom to do what those funnies were doing. Do you understand the inconsistency of your life that you're not honoring those? Because you see, they had a right though, didn't they? They had a right. But let me tell you what's going to define your life more than taking up your rights. It may be how you lay them down. In fact, would you write down a number 3? Steward well your freedom and rights. Steward well your freedom and rights. You're going to have a lot of rights in life. How are you going to steward them? Let's read what it says in 1 Corinthians 10:23. Go. All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. You see, how you use your rights is going to tell a lot about you. I mean, think about it. In America, there's no laws against being immoral. So you're going to take up that right? There's no laws against grumbling against someone and slandering somebody. It's under the cause of the aegis of free speech. You gonna use it? There's no law against breaking loyalties and vows or commitments. What are you gonna do with that? See, the Bible says in Galatians 5:13, let's read it here, go. Do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. How are you gonna steward your rights? Folks, listen, you as a husband are gonna have rights as a husband. You gonna take it up or lay it down? Because you see, what brought redemption to mankind wasn't Jesus taking up his rights, it was laying it down, laying it down. He had the right to call a legion of angels and destroy the people on Golgotha. He could have brought more angels and annihilated mankind. That was his right. But you know what? Would you write down in the bullet there? Laying down a right may define you more than anything. That's how you'll define your life, because it's based on Jesus. You know, John 3:16 is a great scripture. We all know that. But here's another great one. If you just put first in front of John and memorize that one, 1 John 3:16. And would you read that with me? Go. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives. Listen very carefully, husbands and wives especially. There's going to be times, husbands, you're going to say to your wife, I'm the head of the house. Right here it says in Ephesians 5. I'll read it to you. Husband is the head of the wife, just like Christ is the head of the church. You better submit to me. Now, you can take up that right, and it will give you temporary victory, or you can lay it down, and it'll define you much better. How you steward your rights. You have a right to be angry. You have a right to be whatever. But what you do with those rights will tell you whether or not you're going to be like Christ or like this age. Think about it. You know what forgiveness is? Forgiveness is laying down our right to avenge ourselves. Unconditional love is laying down my right to hate you. I have a right to, but you'll never have or understand unconditional love. Unity in this church or in anything is laying down your right to be right. Family, doing things together, is laying down your right to be selfish. Being sexually moral is laying down your right to feed your sexual desires or lust. Isn't that right? Because in America, you can feed your lust, you can feed whatever, any way you want to. But morality is laying that right down. Friendship is laying down your right to be autonomous and unaccountable to anybody when you let someone speak into your life. Commitment. Commitment is laying down your right to bail out when things get tough. And having eternal influence is laying down your right for temporary gain or temporary profit to have compromised something else in order to get it. You lay down a temporary gain for an eternal influence. It's not taking up rights. Maybe you'll be defined more in laying them down. And that's exactly what Jesus did for us. And that's one of the reasons we want to honor those who have gone before us, because they, in a small way, are those that are understanding what it means to lay down something in order that others may have gain. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for helping us to be a people who are learning along the way, learning to be more like you. Lord, you've given us so many different rights, but Lord, help us to steward them, because a right isn't given just to take up. It may be at times to lay down that right so that what we would lay down as a temporary gain will have eternal influence. And then you will be able to come and bring redemption. So would you help us to remember those things? The right to be angry, the right to slander, the right to be moody, the right to be whatever. Sometimes we got to lay those down, and then redemption comes to our marriage. Redemption comes to our family. What would have been a nasty, gnarly problem, there's hope and there's restoration again, because we understand how to steward things well. Thank you for this time, Lord, where we in this service can learn how to honor those who have gone before us, and in doing so, make our country, our state, a better place. Thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Freedom and fear are at war. The advance of human freedom, the great achievement of our time and the great hope of every time, now depends on us. Our nation will lift a dark threat of violence from our people and our future. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
It is made up of men and women who raise our food, patrol our streets, man our mines and factories, teach our children, keep our homes, and heal us when we're sick. Professionals, industrialists, shopkeepers, clerks, cabbies, and truck drivers. They are, in short, we the people.
This great nation will endure as it has endured, will revive and will prosper. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We will never compromise our principles and standards. We will never give away our freedom. We will never abandon our belief in God.
We've always needed God from the very beginning of this nation. But today we need him especially. We're facing a new kind of enemy. We're involved in a new kind of warfare, and we need the help of the Spirit of God.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
As we've been assured, neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth can separate us from God's love. May he bless the souls of the departed. May he comfort our own. And may he always guide our country. God bless America.
Let's pray. Thanks, Lord. We want to say thank you for helping us to be more like you every day. We ask that you would teach us to remember correctly so that we'll have navigational beacons for our future and we'll walk with confidence rather than dragging ourselves behind. Help us to stand strong and stalwart because we're a people who remember well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering, would you, as we conclude?
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled, How to Honor Those Who Have Gone Before Us, by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening. Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.